On University of West Georgia Week, veterans are in need of employment upon returning home or exiting the service. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kelly Dyer, assistant professor of nursing, looks at one way to get them employed.
Men are underrepresented in the nursing workforce. Recruitment of military veterans, who are predominantly male, may be one method of addressing this gender disparity. Through a qualitative research study with veterans from across the U.S., I explored the lived experience of being a male combat veteran enrolled in a nursing program. The overarching finding was that veterans credit their time in the military with helping them remain focused on achieving their objective of becoming a nurse and provides them with the skills to manage the challenges in their nursing program. Several themes also emerged. First, tools of the trade. Veterans describe the abilities gained in the military that help them remain focused. These strengths are a sense of discipline, leadership skills, accountability, and time management. Second is identity. The veterans describe themselves as people of honor who do the right thing and have a deep desire for others to view them as more than a veteran. Turbulent Waters describes the barriers, frustrations, and emotions experienced as veterans attending nursing school. These include complex mental health issues, perceiving classmates as lacking discipline, and a sense of isolation. The final theme of FUEL represents what institutions can do to support veterans in remaining focused on their objective. FUEL can include instructor accessibility, veteran-specific campus initiatives, and the routine and structure of their nursing program. Every college classroom may include veterans. Despite the challenges they face, veterans bring a wealth of knowledge, skills, and experience. When teachers join veterans in their journey, providing support along the way, veterans can be successful.
That was Kelly Dyer of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.